Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks very much for joining us today. My next guest, I'm very excited to introduce Jim McComb. He's with WildcardStrategy.com, and he's a pathfinder with Wildcard Strategy. Jim is in the business of helping businesses and other organizations to position themselves for certain success in an uncertain future. And we're going to talk about the one thing that will drive all true business success in that uncertain future. So, Jim, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, Jim. Why don't you tell us about WildcardStrategy.com and how it got started and what you do for business owners?
Well, Wildcard Strategy evolved as I began to work with business owners and discover that they really – the biggest problem they had was dealing with the uncertainties that come in the future. And, the future has always been uncertain ever since Adam woke up and he found Eve next to him and wondered where she came from. the future has been uncertain ever since. And so Wildcard Strategy is a firm that basically specializes in strategic planning, which, has been around forever, but more specifically, in the development and execution of business strategy that includes specifically wildcards. And wildcards are disruptive events that occur in a split second, and positively or negatively, they forever alter life as we know it. And certainly 9/11 is an example of that. But a more positive one for Star Trek fans, you might remember the Beam Me Up Scotty device, and there are two teams in the world today that have figured out how to do that, and that's going to be a part of business very, very soon, and certainly can create some opportunities and also create some fear if you're UPS or FedEx. So Wildcard Strategy specializes in helping firms identify those plausible wildcards that might impact their future. And we also work with businesses to help them perfect their ability to respond to the one thing that drives all business success. I guess we'll talk about that at some point today.
Yeah, let's keep everybody in the dark on that one for a few minutes. So let's talk about this. So these trends are obviously something that you need to know about for good reasons or for bad reasons, but too many businesses these days are caught unaware on things they probably should have seen coming. Would you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely. And you ask yourself how many times can something like 9/11 occur. Well, obviously not every day, but certainly a threat that is out there for all of us every single day is a hacker or a terrorist either hacking into our website or, God forbid, even taking down the entire internet. And if our business depends on electronic communication, as certainly every business does, all of a sudden our life changes immediately the minute that internet goes down or the minute our website gets hacked and crashes. And most businesses have never thought in advance about what they would do if those things happened. And, larger businesses do. They have contingency plans and emergency plans. But most smaller businesses never think about those things until it's too late.
I would say that's a catch-22. The reason a lot of them don't think about it is because technology has made them have to do so much more work so much more quickly. They don't have any time to think about it in a lot of cases. But you have a great point. What if, the what if And how long could you survive if the internet or the electrical grid was down due to some kind of a situation? And the other thing, of course, that's happening is technology on the bright side is replacing so many different industries. Take the printing industry, for example, you know, and the massive changes in the printing industry as people had printers at home and now moving towards 3D printing, where people will actually create their own products at home. So what other major trends are right in front of us right now?
Well, obviously terrorism is always a wild card because, you know, you're not sure, first of all, where it's going to pop up or second of all, what's going to happen when it does pop up. Another trend out there that I think we saw a little bit of with the recent Ebola outbreak is that, you know, as our world becomes increasingly more global in its reach, all of a sudden there are parts of the world where there are diseases and things that we haven't had to deal with that pop up and have the potential to impact our employees, impact our customers. You know, the measles outbreak here in California is something that, you know, we hadn't seen forever, and most of us don't take measles very seriously, but certainly for the very young and the very old, it's a serious disease. And so I would say, you know, health is there. And you mentioned technology. I'd like to go back to the teleportation that I mentioned a moment ago, you know, the beam me up technology. Something like that has incredible opportunities for shipping products. You know, it wasn't too long ago that Amazon was talking about delivering products with drones. Mm-hmm. And in the next 5 years, they may be delivering a product directly to your studio right now that you may have ordered 2 minutes ago online. And, you know, obviously that has negative consequences for those that are in the shipping business, but certainly positive consequences for businesses that ship products and have, you know, a huge amount of expense tied up in that oftentimes is passed on to consumers. And so, you know, that's an expense that may very well go away with this technology. And I bring that up only because I want to illustrate that wild cards, we always think of wild cards as being negative all the time. They're going to hurt us. They're going to damage us. They're going to impact us negatively. But there are those wild cards out there that can be positive and save businesses money, make processes more efficient. So I'd say technology is certainly the other thing to keep an eye on. And most people are not even aware that teleportation has gotten as far as it has.
I had no idea, but should I cancel my trip to Orlando this weekend and look for another means? I'd love to. I'd love to get rid of that, you know, 10 hours getting to the airport, 5 hours flying, all that kind of stuff. And that sounds fascinating. But think of the ramifications for the lodging, the hotel industry, the airlines, obviously, the transportation industry, huge ramifications overall. Let's talk about the future. Now, we talk about the future being uncertain, but how can any organization guarantee that their own success will, you know, guarantee their success in that future?
Well, winners essentially do two things that those who don't win fail to do. First of all, they redefine success in their own terms. And most businesses today don't really realize that the vision of the future that they wrote down on a piece of paper and tacked up on the wall is actually the ultimate definition of success in their company. And they measure success, you know, by a lot of metrics, but the vision was just an exercise they did with a consultant, and they don't go any further with that, when in reality the vision of a business, the vision of a business's management team and board and owners should be the definition of success in their business. And so winners essentially define success in their own terms. And that's one way they can guarantee success. You might say, well, what about those wild cards we were talking about a minute ago? And I would just simply say this. If your vision was to be the largest widget maker in the world, and you happen to have an office that was in the towers on 9/11, and that office was destroyed, and a few of your employees, unfortunately, died that day, it doesn't alter your vision of wanting to be the largest widget maker in the world. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses, when events like that happen, they throw up their hands and go, oh my God, now we've got to totally reinvent what we're doing because life has changed. And if you truly have a vision and you're using that vision for success, that can be one of the guarantees. The other thing that winners do is they anticipate the future, and that they can do it through the management of plausible wild cards like we were talking about earlier. And that's one thing we help business owners do, is identify what the plausible wild cards are for their business so they can begin to think a little bit about planning today for what they would do when those events occur. The other thing we help businesses with in terms of anticipating the future is managing, as I mentioned earlier, that one thing that drives all business success. And that it's definitely tied in with anticipating the future. And, you know, those who can anticipate the future and get there first are the winners, and can guarantee their success, frankly, in any environment. You know, the list is long of successful companies that were created during depressions and economic downturns and times when everyone else was wringing their hands. And so, you know, and the greatest year in movie history happened during the Depression, when you would think no one was going to the movies. And so we need to get out of this mindset that, you know, just because the future doesn't look bright, we can't be successful.
Excellent. So identifying the threats and the opportunities, good and bad, and being very cognitive of those, and then planning for those. Okay, Jim, I think it's time. You've piqued my curiosity. What is that one thing that will drive all business success in the future?
Well, At Wildcard Strategy, we call it the crystal ball, and it's simply this: talking with your customers and prospects to find out how they see their lives, their attitudes, their opinions, and their preferences changing, and not just in relation to your product or service, but what do they wish life was like? What do they hope to be doing in 2 years? And where a lot of businesses don't get this is they spend a lot of money on market research, finding out what their customers think about their products today, what their customers think about their service today. And that's fine, except what really matters in terms of sustaining success down the road is, can you get someplace before your competitors get there? And the way you do that is by sitting down with people and talking with people about their lives and how they wish their lives were better, what they like about their lives, and how they see those lives and the priorities in them changing going forward. And to give you an example of how this worked that everyone will be able to identify with, years ago they sat down with people when they wanted to diversify their business. And just, they didn't talk about products, they didn't talk about computers, they talked about lives and feelings and thoughts and attitudes and preferences. And one of the things they learned was that people were tired of having to buy music in formats that was defined by someone else. And what happened was a light bulb went on in Apple's mind and iTunes was created. And, you know, iTunes in any logical environment would have been created by Capitol Records, Warner Music, some consortium of record companies, but it would have been created and brought to the marketplace by the music industry. Mm. And it wasn't. It was brought to the marketplace by a computer company who heard people say, we want to pick and choose. We want to build our own menu. And actually, my money says the same thing is going to happen to television, that we're not going to see television networks in a few years like we've seen them for the last 50. People are going to be picking and choosing off of a giant menu of television shows that are available and creating their own essentially network lineup for the shows they want to watch tonight. But that's the crystal ball, is figuring out what people are going to want even before they sometimes realize they're going to want it, so that you can build the structure and the framework and do the preparation today so that, like Apple, you get there first.
Great point. Very good point. And, of course, like you said, that comes from talking with clients and prospects maybe in a different way than you're used to talking to them now, not asking about how, what they like about what you're doing, but what they would like to see and what they'd like to be doing in the future. Great tips and points. So overall, we've talked about some of the wild cards. What are some of the other wild cards out there, and won't they derail? I mean, we've talked about hackers and terrorists and internet and problems and disease, and won't some of these derail that certain success?
Well, they won't, and they won't for two reasons. First is when you take a potential wild card, and let's just pick something off of a list that I've got here. Okay, let's say there's a long-term global communications disruption, not necessarily the internet, but a global communications disruption. And we determined that that possible wild card will impact your business. What we do is we sit down and we build a scenario of what life might look like if that plausible wild card occurs. And we look at things like the economy. We look at the impact on people's opinions and thoughts. We look at the impact on our competitors. We actually have an entire menu of things that we look at. And as we define what we think will happen in each of those areas, we put that together into a narrative, a scenario, much the same as is done in traditional scenario planning. And then we work with that business owner to determine what things do you need to begin doing today to just get ready to position yourself to not have to panic if that wild card occurs. And so in that respect, you know, the negative ones do not derail the success. And the other thing we also try to look for when we're building a scenario is, what are the opportunities that might grow out of a wild card occurring for your business, mm-hmm. even if it's a negative one? Does it create opportunities for new products, new delivery channels, new ways of thinking, new ways of approaching perhaps the traditional business that you've been doing? You know, there's times when it might seem that something has totally disrupted your way of doing business, and then when you stop and think about it, you realize that disruption was a good thing because it's forcing me to do business differently than I was doing business yesterday. And you know, by doing business differently, I'm actually doing it more efficiently now, or I'm doing it more profitably, or this wild card has opened up a chance for me to serve people in a way that I never would have thought of otherwise. And so the wild cards really don't derail certain success. If the astute business owner can look at any situation and prepare for any situation and be successful anyway.
That's a great point, and that causes evolution of a business. Sometimes that creates a whole new business out of the way you're doing business that becomes your core business. So it's a great point, Jim. And I know that our listeners can go to www.wildcardstrategy.com to get a copy of Jim's book, Blueprint for Certain Success. And you can also find a free I'm sorry, go ahead.
I need to interject something quickly here.
Okay.
I am a victim of the ultimate wild card, and that is my website's down today because I've got server issues. So I'm even a victim of wild cards. But what I will say is if people will contact me at Jim McComb, all one word, J-I-M-M-C-C-O-M-B, Jim McComb, at wildcardstrategy.com, I've actually got a free offer for them. I will send them a certain success audit, which is a diagnostic tool, at no cost to them that they can use with their business and determine if their business has the capacity even for certain success. And if not, what do they need to do to make some changes in order to be positioned for certain success. And you know, I offer that for free. And if people will just email me while I'm going through this very trying time of being down.
Well, wild cards hit home. So Jim, thanks very much. Great information. And I look forward to another conversation with you about this, because I think we've just started to scratch the surface on some of the wild cards. And I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com. The information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.